This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Lights, camera, no action. Hollywood actors are officially on strike now. KCAL TV's Pat Harvey in Los Angeles.
They will hit the picket lines at 9 a.m. and will join 11,000 union writers who have been on strike for months. SAG-AFTRA president and actor Fran Drescher made the announcement during a fiery news conference.
You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too.
It's the most serious labor unrest Hollywood has seen in 63 years.
Before you drink that diet soda, the World Health Organization says aspartame is a possible cause of cancer. But CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us...
A group of scientists selected by the WHO and another UN agency, the Food and Agriculture Organization, says as long as you don't exceed recommended levels, you shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. And the WHO's own nutrition director says the agency is only advising moderation in consumption of aspartame.
Now to another white powder found in the White House. Whose cocaine was it? CBS's Nicole Skanga says that is still unclear.
The U.S. Secret Service has closed its investigation into the bag of cocaine discovered at the West Wing of the White House earlier this month. The agency said it was unable to identify a suspect due to a lack of physical evidence.
Meantime, the White House is lashing out at a GOP senator who's blocked military promotions for months. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is blocking confirmations to protest the Pentagon's decision to provide paid leave and reimburse costs for service members traveling to get an abortion. President Biden in Finland.
He's jeopardizing U.S. security by what he's doing. I expect the Republican Party to stand up and do something about it.
Among the confirmations being held up, the president's nominee to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Tornadoes ripped through Illinois on Wednesday night. There is significant damage in the town of Elgin, where Kathy D'Alessandro lives.
The sirens went off 30 seconds later, super still, and then in came that loud rushing noise like a train.
It's apparently a very good day to be Delta. Delta Airlines posted its highest quarterly revenue and earnings report ever, and it was mostly fueled by international travel and premium seat purchases. A 22% drop in fuel costs also helped the company's earnings, and the post-pandemic travel demand has exceeded expectations. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.